The geography in Lake Huron's North Channel is superb for raising trout. The water is cold and clean, and in this spot, it drops off to 80 feet within 500 feet of shore. Tom Horn manages three farms for cold water fisheries, and he says the islands around Manitoulin provide just enough protection from the open lake.
If you can live through 4 to 6 foot waves, you don't really want to see anything bigger than that. But you also don't want to be sheltered, because then you may be in a situation where you don't have the proper water flow.
This farm is 14 net pens, each about 50 square feet, in two rows of seven on either side of a dock. It can produce 800,000 pounds of fish every year. Before he started this company, the owner, Robert Devine, was a cattle farmer. He says it would take him more than 1,500 acres of land to produce that much beef. But the dock and nets here take up less than 5 acres of water.
It's almost zero landmass required for fish compared to cattle.
Fingerling rainbow trout are being netted out of one pen today and then flushed down a pipe to other cages, where they'll grow to around 3 pounds. Then they'll be processed into fillets. Coldwater Fisheries employs about 45 people in the town of Little Current, Ontario, population 1,500. Robert Devine would like to open more farms here, or expand the ones he has, but he can't get a permit from the province of Ontario. He says he's been trying for more than a decade.
I try and ask every quarter if they'd give us a report of what they found that would tell us that we're doing something wrong, and I've never had one thing cross my desk from the ministry. I don't think you have, Tom, that says that we've done anything wrong as far as living up to our environmental standards.
Interlochen Public Radio's multiple requests for an interview with Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources were not successful. Devine says other than First Nations, nobody in Ontario has been able to expand recently. That's why he's hoping Michigan will open its side of the Great Lakes to net pen aquaculture. But Russ Allen says that's a bad idea.
You know, it's not net pens that are bad. It's the idea of putting net pens in the Great Lakes that I think is a bad idea.
Allen raises shrimp. He's even on the board of the Michigan Aquaculture Association. But his farm is indoors, in Okemos. He says one of the big problems with fish farms is the large number of fish going to the bathroom in the same place. Fish waste has phosphorus. It's a nutrient that plants need, but when there's too much in a lake, it can be overrun with weeds and algae. Russ Allen says we've spent 50 years making sure farmers and cities don't flush their waste into the lakes.
And this one endeavor with net pens in the Great Lakes would be essentially the only permitted entity to be able to put raw sewage into the Great Lakes.
Fish farmers say it's unfair to compare fish waste to sewage because fish belong in the lake. Coldwater's manager Tom Horn says this farm has been running for 20 years and has done no harm.
I wouldn't be able to grow the same number of pounds and fish year after year after year if I was actually having some sort of impact.
In Michigan, officials are forming a panel of experts to review all the science about freshwater aquaculture. But shrimp farmer Russ Allen says the debate will be about more than water quality.
You know, when you look at the way people reacted to just the thought of having windmills off the shore, you know, in Lake Michigan, people didn't really like that idea. So I'm not sure they would really like the idea of net pens floating out in front of their cottage.
Promoters of this industry say Michigan can show the world how to develop freshwater aquaculture. Kent Herrick runs a nonprofit near Ann Arbor that has experimented with raising perch. He wants to see a large-scale fish farming industry out on the Great Lakes.
Because we have such a strong regulatory structure and a strong academic community, you know, we're going to do this in a responsible development way and can study it thoroughly.
Herrick says that scientific research could be shared with the world, and there are places that need it.
And in areas like in Africa, you know, they're doing this out of need. They're expanding their fish farming at phenomenal rates and trying to do it in a sustainable way, but they really have to do it because they need to feed themselves.
Herrick's an engineer, and his family owned a large manufacturing company for a few generations. But he doesn't think Michigan will return to its manufacturing roots, and that's why he's interested in growing fish.
So when I looked at Michigan, what do we really do next? And the thing that always stands out is the water. And you look around to a state that's 90% of the U.S. surface fresh water, 20% of the world's. The water is what defines us.
Officials in Lansing are trying to figure out if there's a place for fish farms out in that water. A spokesman at the DEQ says their primary job will be to protect the lakes from, quote, undue risk, and the bar will be set very, very high. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.